This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Philanthropy feature.
The buzzword of World Economic Forum's past has been somewhat overshadowed this year by climate change talk, and importantly so. But the impacts of the fourth industrial revolution are still happening, and there are still conversations happening in the plenary sessions. And it's a very interesting story when one considers the pace of change and the impact that this change is having on civil society. Civil society often plays this kind of questioning role in our rapidly changing and fractured world. We've got faith-based NGOs looking after the marginalized during apartheid, the rise of global NGOs and the development of public service innovation labs, all of these things happening. But how is the fourth industrial revolution impacting and changing all of this in the philanthropic space? Well, I've got Jill Bates of the Charities Aid Foundation in studio to find out. Evening, Jill. Good to see you again.
A very good evening to you, Michael, and to your listeners, and thank you so much for having me on.
Now, what evidence exists out there around how technology is disrupting the role of civil society?
Michael, there's a great deal of evidence to indicate that technology is disrupting civil society. We can show a number of examples. For example, storytelling, which is really just getting the good news and good work out there. That is out there on technology, very, very powerful mechanism and a tool. We're also seeing effectively the use of drones in respect of, for example, the delivery of medical supplies and food supplies to war-torn countries and far-flung areas. And of course, also we are looking at what we call deep learning algorithms, which is machine-based or data-driven technology and solutions. So for example, we're seeing an organization in the UK called Parkinson UK. They are exploring whether machine learning, for example, could be applied to develop better early warning indicators in respect of Parkinson's.
Wow.
Very powerful. Likewise, the Lindbergh Foundation, they are looking into partnerships in respect of how drone surveillance of game reserves could perhaps develop an algorithm to predict poacher behavior. So very, very powerful impact in terms of technology.
Exciting and a real thrill to be alive at a time when this technology allows us to make such a big impact. And really, that's what philanthropy is all about, is making impact in social ways that can really improve the lot of citizens. But there is also a downside to this, and that is disintermediation. And technology, like blockchain, for example, is a big disintermediator. In what ways is technology facilitating this disintermediation of civil society?
Michael, it's a lovely question. And I think the digital revolution, by its very nature, is about disintermediation. So when we look at young people, particularly, they are hyperconnected. And technology effectively can convert individuals into very powerful, active citizens. So we're looking at the increasing power of connectivity as a modern currency. And as people connect and mobilize spontaneously, there is perhaps a lesser need for formalized NGOs. So really, we're looking at decentralization pretty much on three levels. We're looking at decentralization of systems, of processes, and of transactions. And as you correctly identify, Bitcoin, very, very powerful currency that now we can do without intermediaries. We now no longer need lawyers and accountants, effectively. And that is the world that we could be looking at. So effectively, you know, technology means it's very easy to find and donate to a cause online.
Yeah. And also, when one thinks of the technology that underpins the cryptocurrencies blockchain, you as a potential donor funder to a philanthropic cause, if you use blockchain, can disintermediate some of the administration and some of the middlemen in that process and have real trust that those funds are being spent in the most efficient way as well. So I believe there's a lot of work going on in developing blockchain into philanthropy as well.
Particularly, Michael, and CAF UK are at the forefront of that research and that development. And you're quite right. I mean, blockchain and cryptocurrencies really empower donors to donate in real time. donors can make use of what we call smart contracts to really put in requirements and criteria that if they're not in place, the donation will not be affected. And ultimately, donors then can control inputs, outputs, the reporting is in real time. It's a very, very powerful mechanism and currency. And of course, it's going to disrupt the world of philanthropy.
Well, we can certainly have your colleagues from CAF UK on the show talking about those developments. Overall, what sorts of approaches have been recommended for civil society and philanthropic actors to respond to all of these changes and the impacts on the people that they work with to ensure that people don't feel marginalized or excluded? That's the one dark side of a lot of these technologies, is that people are worried that they're going to be disrupted, they're going to lose their jobs, and increasingly we're handing over key decision-making powers via algorithms to machines, and we're losing that human element. How are civil society actors engaging with all of that?
Michael, I think effectively technology is a tool like any other. It can be used for good and it can be used for ill. So as you correctly observe, we are in a very fast-changing, rapidly changing world with increasingly complex difficulties. And ultimately, we all need to pull together as different sectors, whether we are civil society, government or business. We have to act in concert as actors to bring about sustainable and impactful solutions. So to answer your question, we need to be in a state of readiness as civil society. We need to be ready to play new and different roles. We must be ready to address complexity in respect of engaging with technology. And obviously there's the ethical debate there. And we have to be ready to engage with a range of stakeholders in a multi-sectoral collaboration, because on our own, we are not going to be able to affect the change that our world so desperately needs.
Well, Jill, anyone who thought that the philanthropic or civil society space was behind the curve and not engaged with these new technologies, I think has got it sorely wrong. Great to hear how on top of these things you are, and look forward to having CAF UK on the show to talk a little bit more about blockchain in the future. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Michael. Thank you.